A new slate of FFA officers confirmed. Welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox.
I am ecstatic. This is something that has only been a dream ever since the time I was a freshman. And nothing more than a dream, but now it's finally a reality.
Wilson Central High School senior Peyton Harper reacting yesterday as he was selected as the new president for the Tennessee FFA Association during the group's closing ceremonies of their 80th annual meeting in Gatlinburg.
The FFA creed says that, for I know the joys and discomforts of agricultural life. And growing up on a farm, I truly do understand many of the joys and discomforts that many people experience. Those experiences will help me to be able, maybe just not to relate to others, and maybe be able to work with them in a better way.
Now, Harper's supervised agricultural experience has been on raising purebred boar goats, and he won the state proficiency for his efforts this week at convention. After graduating in May, he plans to go on to UT Knoxville, where he will seek a degree in ag business and hopes to eventually go on to law school. Now, joining Harper on the new state officer team are East Tennessee Vice President Jesse Ford of Daniel Boone, Middle Tennessee Vice President Jeffrey Turner of Lebanon, West Tennessee Vice President Colton Teague of McNary Central, reporter Caleb Hodges of East Robertson, Treasurer Douglas Giles from Page, Secretary Chris Newsom of Dyersburg, and this new state sentinel is Ty Emler from the Mount Pleasant FFA chapter.
An initial goal would be to just continue the success of the Tennessee FFA organization. In my opinion, and in the opinions of many people around this nation, we are one of the premier FFA organizations in the nation. And for me to be able to continue that legacy, not only to continue it, to improve it with my officer team, would be such a privilege and an honor.
More than 2,800 attending this year's convention in Gatlinburg, the FFA is still one of our most important youth organizations. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.